Good evening. I am DM Thompson, and this is Living by the Book. This will be your first class for the semester. Glad to have you all. This class will be a little shorter than normal because I'll be doing a basic overview and a kind of intro on where we're going this semester and what all we're going to be doing. This class is called Living by the Book. Self-explanatory is Living by the Book, but I'll upgrade it and say Living as the Book. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 1 real quick. John chapter 1, verse 1, you have to keep up because, you're watching online, so I'll just read as I get there. John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So right there we see, we often use the phrase, the Word of God, but now we see the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word is actually a live, living being. It is not just letters on a paper. It is not just words on a scroll. But the Word of God is actually a live, living being. It actually is God. If you jump down a few more scriptures to verse 14, it says, "And the Word was made flesh." It's reiterating again that it's made alive. "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So what he's saying, it dwelt among us. When you dwell, you live, you function around. In other words, it's not words flying through the air. It's not words that just somebody says is an audible thing. But it's a live being. The Word of God is alive. And so we're going to be living by the book and living as the book. So a lot of things we're going to touch on in this class. One of the things that I want to stress is you're going to learn how to study the Word of God, how to study the Word of God properly, how to find yourself in the Scripture. The Bible is a story about who you and I are. And the whole goal is to find ourselves in the Scripture. Now, I'll give you a key and a little quick tip before we go any further, that Jesus represents who we really are in the Scripture, right? You can find yourself in all the Bible. You can find yourself in David's shoes and in Solomon's shoes and in Abraham's shoes and Ruth and Esther. And you can find yourself in, you can name it, Moses and Noah and Elijah. We find ourselves, Paul, Peter, Timothy, Titus, all these different people. You can find yourself in all those different places, but Jesus tells you how to stand and walk as the Word of God. We are the Word in the flesh as well. Absolutely. Absolutely. But we don't know it because we were thinking other things. We have other thoughts. We believe in other things. We have other beliefs. But right here it says the Word was made flesh, which means that the Word is not just on the paper. I want to stress that for a minute. When you're studying the Word of God, you're actually studying who you are. Not studying just what you should do. Many times we, and this is what was the issue with the law, was that it was always saying what to do, but we didn't realize it was really saying who we were. Thou shalt not kill. Why? Because you're not a killer. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Why? Because you're not an adulterer. See, it goes back to who you were, but we got so caught up with the letter and the written part of it and the rule and the policy of it that we left out the personality and the reality. Context is everything. Put this down in your notes. Context is everything. One of the things that I strongly dislike growing up in church, I would see a lot of preachers and they would be what I call biblically selective. What does that mean? That means they'll take, you can search the concordance and find, if you want to preach a message about faith, you can find faith a lot of times. So you find faith in this scripture, faith in that scripture, faith in that scripture. And then you go from scripture to scripture to scripture and build you a lesson. But what about the context? And sometimes the context of faith in this scripture wasn't the same as the context in this one. You know what I'm saying? We can put any other word in there. Sometimes you got to find out, so context. What's happening if you're in verse 25, right? What's happening in verse 1 through 24? How many verses are there in the chapter? If there's 35, then what happens after verse 25 to 35? What is going on? Here's a question. Who's talking? Right? Who's the person talking right now? Who's narrating right now? Who's talking? Who are they talking to? Why are they talking to them this way? Right? You know, I don't even get to the point to where, I use my imagination. Which way the wind blowing? Right? What time of day is it? You know what I'm saying? These are the things that bring context to the scripture and make it alive. The Bible is not just a set of principles to follow. And it is very disrespectful to God and disrespectful to Jesus to go into the scripture and try to find your principle to stand on. No, don't find a principle to stand on. Find a personality to stand as. I want you to put that down. Not just principles to stand on, and principles are fine. But principles are dead without the person. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word of God has to be alive. So now the context. There's even some scriptures. We're going to go in some stories this year, and we're going to have a good time in it, that a lot of us have been misunderstanding. We're going to touch on some scriptures a lot of us don't even go to. A lot of scriptures Jesus was saying, a lot of things that we were challenged to do that we don't even go to because sometimes it's a little hard to understand or it's a little different than what we're normally accustomed to. We're going to get to these places and go to these scriptures and find out what God is really saying and what's been hidden in there about us. John chapter 5, we're going to be in the book of John a lot, but in John chapter 5, you can flip over to John chapter 5, verse 39. I'm not saying anybody isn't, but I can just say what I am. I'm a red word guy. I don't believe nothing stands outside of those red words. It all got to line up with them red words of Jesus. If it don't line up with the red words of Jesus, when we say Jesus is our Savior, if we say Jesus is our Lord, if we say Jesus is our example, then they have to line up with the words that Jesus has been saying, right? So I'm, you know, I dive in those red words. If you know me, you know who I am. And one of the things about the scripture is you can study the Word of God and you can look over and over and say meditate it and mull it over and read it over and over again. And, you know, read daily devotions every day, which my question is, if your devotion is in the morning or your devotion is reading that thing, then what is the rest of that you're reading through the other day? Right? We're going to challenge that this year because in this semester, because your life is a devotion. If a certain part of my time is devoted to God, then what is the rest of the time devoted to? No, I am a living devotion. See, when the Word is made flesh and dwelt among us, you can't just throw out random confessions anymore. You have to be them. When the Word is made flesh and dwelt among us, when we take that on, we can no longer make affirmations and confessions and throw out words or say things that we don't be. I know it's not good English, but I said it that way for a reason. Say things that we don't be. The Word was made flesh. It's a challenge. We don't realize the challenge that's in the John 5:39. And we're going to be coming back to these scriptures a lot during the semester. But he says this. Well, he says, search the scriptures. Mm-hmm. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. It's the red words of Jesus talking. When often we read verse 39 and we get excited and we start saying that when we become biblically selective, sometimes we don't get context. We do the popular scriptures and then we run off. So now you would think that this scripture is about searching. This scripture is about searching the scriptures. And if you stay there, you may not get to what you need to get to, which is in verse 40. Go ahead and look at it. And ye will not come to me that you might have life. And I heard John 5:39 over and over and over and over and over and over again. And we would stop at verse 39. I never read verse 40 because I was never told to turn to verse 40. Because verse 39, search the scriptures. Enemy think you have life, they testify of me. Woohoo! I'm tell you. See, this is why you gotta search the scriptures. You gotta search the word of God. You gotta get in there, you gotta search it. Amen. But why do I have to search? Right? And then what actually am I looking for when I'm searching? So you can search, but be searching for the wrong thing, and you can find the wrong thing. You could be searching and not knowing how to search or what you're searching for, and you'll never get to your destination. But verse 40 says, and ye will not come to me that you might have life. So what he's saying, you can search the scriptures over and over again, meditate them, mull them, know them, memorize them, all those different things, and still not come to Jesus. We're going to break down a lot of words with the etymology. When you look at the word come, in the Greek and the etymology, it means to appear or to appear like. Or to show up. You mean tell me I never show up looking like Jesus? I can search them scriptures and I can be in them over and over and I can study the word of God and still don't show up looking like Jesus? This is what he's trying to tell us. And you read the context of it all, and a lot of stuff when you're ministering, you got a certain amount of time, you don't really have time to really read the context like you should, but the context gives you the content. So you can't find the content of a passage or what's going on if you don't know the context. What is going on before? What is going on after it? Right? Now, in our book, they got a certain part in there that says, you know, reading the word of God can be like eating shredded wheat, right? And y'all see that part, y'all reading the book. Another one says it can be like strawberries and cream. It depends, right? Well, I can make a strawberry and cream for you real easy, because I ain't gonna lie, and don't you lie either. And unless you're super deep, super spiritual, and you're more spiritual than the rest of us in the world, you know, sometimes studying the word can be a toil. You know, especially in society, it can be a toil, or you can kind of go in there, you're just kind of doing it as duty, right? Because I'm supposed to. I need to read the word because I'm supposed to. It's a duty. I'm supposed to get in there and read the word, and it can become a task, right? But that was never what it was meant to be. It was meant to be that way because we got so many sermons out of it. I just keep it a book. We got so many sermons and lessons and principles and steps and ways that we missed the point that is not necessarily just the step, but the person stepping. Jesus says, we try to have ways. Jesus says, I am the way. You get it? Like the way is a person. And we don't do the context, so we don't get the content, and now it becomes a toil and a task for us, right? When in actuality, man, if I told you, and I'm telling you now, but if I told you that when you read the scripture, you're only reading more about who you are, not how you should be. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You can really read something the wrong way if you're told that it's one thing and not another. So if I told you that this was just, you know, they like the little acronym BIBLE, basic instructions before leaving Earth, and that sounds cute, but I'm leaving Earth, but I am the Earth. Yeah, I'm made from the dust of the Earth. You know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We're gonna talk about it. I stress this, and I want to slap people sometimes. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Earth as it is in heaven. That's the Lord's prayer. It's not saying on earth. I know everybody say on earth. Everybody say on earth. They be saying on earth over and over again. I just be going to jump and just drop kick somebody. It don't say on earth. It says in earth. It's all the difference, because being on and being in is two different things. And if it's in earth, he's really trying to say that it's in the inside of me. Yeah, in atmosphere. But it starts, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. If I told you, and I'm telling you now, that the word of God is about who you are. And you can find yourself in the scripture. When Jesus says, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these, because I go unto my Father. He that believeth on me. He's trying to tell you, don't just be stuck on the scriptures. Some people are so busy reading the script, they never become the person. You know, this may not be the best example, but when you're using a script, the scriptures, when you're using a script, the actors, they almost have to lose their own identity to become the character that is said they're supposed to be. And the very best actors are the ones that can do it effortlessly. You ever watch the movies? I'm not going to call any network names. Tubi. I'm not going to call any network names or anything like that. But you ever watch these movies and you just say, she's not that good an actress. Or he's not that good an actor. Because you just don't believe them. I got a couple top tier ones right now. I'll name them. You probably agree with me. They get all the top movies. But I just don't believe you. You don't convince me. Then on the other side, they got some that is so convincing, you forgot who they really are in real life, right? It's because they take the script, but they're not up there reading the lines. You know, and the Father himself has sent me to become witness of me. You have neither heard my voice at any time, nor seen his shape. No, I don't believe you. I don't believe you know that. I don't believe you believe that. I don't believe that's who you are. I don't believe you're living by that. You get it? But there's certain times when they take it and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Certain times when they take it and it becomes who they are, then you forget, you know, what was before, and now all you know is they are the actual thing that they're saying. They become that character. They become that person. And I've heard a lot of actors and actor friends that I knew said that happened to them to a fault, because sometimes it's hard to get out of that identity and get back into your regular life. But the point I'm trying to make is, it's the script. See, you can get caught up in the script and just be following the script. For in them you think you have life, like eternal life. You think that's where your life is. And they testify of me, but you won't come to me. In other words, I am. Remember, you put this John 5:39 with John 1:14, and the word was made flesh. He's trying to say the scriptures that you're searching are going to lead you to me. And when you come to me, you realize how to be the word of God. I mean, this is the whole goal, being the word of God. If we don't be the word of God, then the word of God can actually be taken away from us on a regular. You get it? But you can't take me from me. You can't steal me from me. If I'm coming as the living word of God, Jesus said, the works that I do, you do also. If I follow the footsteps of Jesus in the way, in the character, in the name of Jesus, the name of something means the character. If I do it in the character of Jesus and I become just like Jesus and walk just like Jesus the Christ, and now I'll be the living word as well. When you see me, you see the Father. The word cannot be stolen away from me if I am it. You'd have to steal my whole identity. So I end up denying myself or who I think I am, right? And become the word of God in the flesh, right? This is what we're going to be doing in this class. This is what we're going to be looking over. These are the scriptures we're going to be searching. We're going to go to some of our scriptures that are some of our favorite ones, and we're going to uproot your erroneous thinking about it, uproot the parts that you were missing, uproot the parts that you skipped over, uproot all the parts that we looked over, which changed the whole context of what was going on. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Another scripture, let me find it real quick. Let's see. Yep. In 2 Corinthians 3:6. It says also it made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Y'all can put that down, 2 Corinthians 3:6. And of course, you can read the context. I've seen so many messages and sermons where the context wasn't read. And so now they picked their favorite word out of it and they made a whole message, a whole doctrine, a whole lesson out of it. And it had nothing to do with that word. That word actually was I've seen sometimes people preach stuff and it was totally, I've seen people preach something about something in a book, in a certain book of the Bible, and it wasn't even that person talking. You know what I'm saying? And we'll talk about a lot of that during this class. Context is everything. And sometimes it's way more simple than you think. If you pay attention, you slow down and you read it like you should, you'll see the things that you should see in the scripture. This is what we're going to do. We're going to live by the book. When we finish living by the book, you'll no longer be studying the word of God. You'll be studying as the word of God to see who you really are and how you're supposed to live. Amen.